Newswires lit up Tuesday night with word of the settlement, but missing was how much? University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias.
They probably settled for some amount less than the jury verdict, but how much less, I don't know.
With the case headed for appeal, Tobias says uncertainty drove each side to the bargaining table, and that the dean, depicted in the article as insensitive to campus rape, now seems vindicated.
Hopefully Rolling Stone and other members of the media will be more careful in the future, and that's probably good. So maybe, you know, this is a win-win.
Another lawsuit against the magazine, waged by the fraternity, remains pending. In Charlottesville, Hawes Spencer for WCVE News.